Rand Paul sets date to vote to hold Fauci in contempt of Congress. By Elizabeth Weibel on August 4, 2026. Senator Rand Paul, RKY, who serves as the chairman of the Senate Committee on Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs, SCAC, announced that a date was set to vote to hold former National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, NIAID, Chief Anthony Fauci in contempt. It was revealed the committee will hold a vote on Thursday to decide whether to hold Fauci in contempt of Congress after he invoked the Fifth Amendment over 100 times after appearing before the committee to testify, The Washington Post reported. The committee also released a resolution which authorized the President of the Senate to certify the report of the Committee on Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs of the Senate regarding the refusal of Dr. Anthony S. Fauci to answer questions pertinent to the subject under inquiry before the committee as required by committee subpoena. In a statement, Paul shared that during the hearing he explained that the Fifth Amendment did not apply because of the pardon. Related, Anthony Fauci pleads the Fifth before Senate panel investigating COVID response. In January 2025, former President Joe Biden pardoned Fauci and former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff retired General Mark Milley, along with several other people. Dr. Fauci appeared under subpoena and invoked the Fifth Amendment to refuse answering questions, Paul said in a statement. During the hearing, I ruled that the Fifth Amendment did not apply because of the pardon and that Fauci had waived any remaining privilege by giving opening testimony. I ordered him to answer and warned him about contempt, yet he still refused. In a post on X, Paul also confirmed that the committee was voting on Thursday to hold Fauci in contempt. Despite having a pardon from President Biden spanning more than a decade, Fauci refused to answer a single question, even though he knew he couldn't be charged for crimes during that period, Paul added. Breitbart News's Hannah Knudsen reported that in Paul's fiery opening statement when Fauci was testifying before the committee, the Kentucky senator accused Fauci of avoiding responsibility regarding the lockdowns during the coronavirus pandemic. Instead of an apology, you have for years avoided responsibility regarding the lockdowns, Paul said. You argue that you did not personally issue every lockdown order, close every school, or impose every mandate. Paul also stated that Fauci promoted the theory that the virus arose naturally, while privately he was well aware of a mountain of evidence suggesting the virus originated in the lab. The American people deserve answers, Paul added. The American people deserve to know why dangerous research was funded by NIAID in a totalitarian country, in a lab that lacked acceptable safety standards.